Hi, folks. Welcome to Coffee and Colossians on Thursday. And this one comes with a personal request. You'll see why as we look at it. We're in Colossians chapter 4 and verse 3. So having been told to devote to prayer, verse 3 goes on, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Now, apart from the extraordinary thing of praying for an open door when he's in chains, and notice he doesn't pray to be released from his chains. All he wants is the message to go out. And there's such a passion in that. Now, we are asked to pray for governments, social issues, for people to come to Christ. Paul has already prayed for the Colossians, verse 9 to 14 of chapter 1. Now he reverses it and he wants them to pray for him. I do think it's astonishing that he doesn't ask for release from prison, but he asks for opportunities to spread the gospel. And just think about that for a moment for yourself. When you pray, what are you praying for? And in churches as well, what do we pray for? Was it Dick Lucas who talks about a lot of our prayers just being organ recitals, you know, praying for someone's heart or kidneys or whatever. And praying about our illnesses is hugely important. But there's so much more, isn't there, than that? I think that intercessory prayer is the best way to spread the gospel. And so I'm going to ask you to pray for me. And an open door. We're here on this balcony, and not for long, because on October the 23rd, God willing, the plan is that we will move north of here, about 2 hours north of here, to Newcastle. And I will be continuing to work with ENC for a while in a transitional phase and help the church up there and, you know, continue to do all the media stuff that I do. But the aim of going up there is to become the minister of Hamilton Presbyterian Church. And I know that some of you in Hamilton are actually watch this, so I really look forward to being with you. It's a small church. It's been a declining church. But it's in a great location with a tremendous opportunity to reach out in a city and area of over 500,000 people. Now, it's been a long time getting to this point, and I do ask you to pray. I'll mention a couple of other things. But here, Paul is asked to pray for the open door, and that's what I'm asking you. Pray that there would be an open door in Newcastle for the message of the gospel. There's a real opposition from Satan. Well, how will I put it? If I were the devil, I'm not, but if I were the devil, I remember being asked this, what would you do to stop the gospel being spread? My answer would be, generally, I would leave the church alone when it's being ineffective and self-destructive. But when the church begins to reach out with the gospel and it begins to have an impact, then the devil will attack. And so I believe that God will do that, and I'm hoping and praying. You know, I pray for protection. Pray for people's hearts to be opened. Why don't people believe? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 tells us that they're blinded by the prince of this world. They're dead in sins, and we need the anointing of the Spirit to open. Going to Newcastle, there's nothing will happen without the Spirit. So the door that's being mentioned here is the door for the Word. 1 Corinthians 16:9, a great door for effective work has been opened to me. 2 Corinthians 2:12, now when I went to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ and found that the Lord had opened a door for me. Acts 14:27. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he'd opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. Acts 16, verse 14. Lydia was a worshiper of God. The Lord opened her heart to respond to Paul's message. So I plead with you to plead with the Lord for us as we move. There are all the things like safety and visas. A visa is really important as we have to, our visa runs out in March and we'll be applying for a new one. Finance, everything. But absolutely, way and above, top of the list, the most important thing is pray that the Lord would open the doors. The doors of people's hearts, the doors of people's homes, doors into the church and into the community. And what I ask for myself, I ask for other preachers of the word and people you may know, maybe even yourselves. Let me know how I can pray for you. But just pray for the Lord to open the door. I just can't describe how much I long for that. I feel a little bit frustrated in the sense of I feel like I've been banging against doors that are not opening. And maybe now, maybe this will be an open door. Let's pray and ask the Lord. It's all in His hands. And isn't that a good thing? So God bless you and see you tomorrow. Bye.